The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. A lot of us walk to stay in shape, but I think you'll agree that Sarah Marquis takes walking to the next level.
Imagine, I'm going to cross the world.
More after this. Sarah Marquis is what's known as an extreme walker, has been since she was a teenager. And one day, on her way back from the grocery store, she saw a poster about Mongolia.
And you can feel the picture was taking you in.
And she decided Mongolia would be her next walk. She took 2 years to get ready, walking every day, studying the maps, gathering equipment, and deliberately putting on weight. And in 2010, she set out on what would be the longest solo walk of her life. Not just Mongolia, as it turns out, but a walk that would take her 12,000 miles around the world.
This is two different worlds where you plan everything, but then when you do the first step, you have to let it go and be ready for the unknown.
She set out pulling her 120 pounds of supplies on a cart, and it took her 3 years, thanks to all those unknowns, including a bout with dengue fever and threats from Laotian drug dealers. At one point, she disguised herself as a man to discourage stalkers. Why do this? She told CBS's Vanita Nair she wanted to show what human beings are capable of.
We don't not experience the strengths we've got inside us most of the time.
Where do you think the majority of people misplace their focus?
The surviving starts with our mind. Life is short. We don't know when it's going to end. So we need to eat every minute. We need to go for it.
Sarah Marquis has documented her 3-year walk around the world in a new book, Wild by Nature. The walk took her through Siberia, the Gobi Desert, across China to Thailand. She took a cargo boat to Australia, and there she finally kept the promise she had made to her favorite tree.
I met this tree 10 years ago, and I talked to the tree. I camped there, and I said to him, "Darling, I will be back."
Sort of puts your morning commute into perspective, doesn't it? The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.